While the world ponders the legacy of the Beijing Games, the Olympic flag has been handed over to London, where the hard work is underway in preparation for the 2012 Summer Games. London has been here before. It hosted the Games in 1908 and in 1948. But London today is a very different city than the one that last hosted the Olympics in the austere years right after the end of World War II. In Beijing, Britain produced its best results in a century, finishing fourth overall on the table with 47 medals, including 19 golds. Flying into London's Heathrow Airport, Team Great Britain was greeted with cheers. Prime Minister Gordon Brown was among those welcoming home the country's Olympic stars. Among those on the special flight was the chairman of the London Organizing Committee and a former 1500-meter Olympic gold winner, Sebastian Coe. He says Beijing as a venue and the performance of the British team there provides a great springboard for the upcoming London Games.
Oh, fantastic. Team GB have just provided us with the most extraordinary platform. It's one we could not possibly imagine when we came here. And it's the opportunity just to drive the project for us, but take nothing away from any that those guys just performed way beyond what I think any of us really expected.
Greeting her fellow British athletes home was Nicole Cook, who captured the country's first gold medal in Beijing in the women's cycling road race. She's also excited about the London Games.
Now, it's not just a case of the athletes and the sporting part. We're going to host it, so there's so much more to do, and I think it's something we've got the momentum now, and I think the public really is behind it, so, you know, let's go forward. I think we've got a perfect opportunity.
On Sunday, more than 400 flags were raised across Britain to mark the countdown to the 2012 Games. Street parties as well broke out. The biggest party was staged just outside of Buckingham Palace, where 40,000 showed up for a pop concert. London Mayor Boris Johnson promises a great Games in 4 years that he says will draw on the wit, flair, imagination, and ingenuity of the British people. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.